Carly Fiorina, the first female CEO of a Fortune 50 company, argues if the government requires paid leave, it will force small businesses to, quote, hire fewer people and create fewer jobs. What do you say not only to Carly Fiorina, but also a small business owner out there who says, you know, I like this idea, but I just can't afford it?
Well, I'm surprised she says that because California has had a paid leave program for a number of years. And
she's talking
all of
on the federal level.
Well, but all on a state level, a state as big as many countries in the world, and it has not had the ill effects that the Republicans are always saying it will have. And I think this is typical Republican scare tactics. We can design a system and pay for it that does not put the burden on small businesses. I remember as a young mother, you know, having a baby wake up who was sick and I'm supposed to be in court because I was practicing law. I know what it's like. And I think we need to recognize the incredible challenges that so many parents face, particularly working moms. I see my good friend, Senator Gillibrand, in the front row. She's been a champion of this. We need to get a consensus through this campaign, which is why I'm talking about it everywhere I go, and we need to join the rest of the advanced world in having it.
Secretary Clinton, even many people who agree with you might say, look, this is very hard to do, especially in today's day and age. There are so many people who say, really, another government program? Is that what you're proposing? And at the expense of taxpayer money?
Well, look, you know, when people say that, it's always the Republicans or their sympathizers who say, you can't have paid leave, you can't provide health care. They don't mind having big government to interfere with a woman's right to choose and to try to take down Planned Parenthood. They're fine with big government when it comes to that. I'm sick of it.